There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And welcome to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining me today. Last week I found out something very interesting about AM 950, and that their security for this building is so tight that even the workers can't get into it. And, you know, I just thought that was a really nice to know that I am so safe that I can't even get into the building to be able to do my show. And, I had a number of you reach out to me going, we're waiting to get readings from Anne. Where are you? And I'm like, we can't get into the building. And, you know, props to Sasha, our producer that day, who was very determined with a can of WD-40. I don't know what he was doing with it, but he was trying to do it. And I think, you know, that's who I feel the worst for is Sasha, because the determination of him wanting to produce Ghost Box Radio for that week, you know, just you could just see it in his eyes, like, Greg, I don't want to let you down. We got to get Ghost Box Radio on the air. We have to tell the world about ghosts. And, you know, I felt bad that he had to be the one to kind of feel the most let down out of everyone in the situation. I did offer to drive my car through the front of the building, but no one seemed to think that was a good idea. The offer is still there, you know, but I just found that very interesting. And so if people wanted to know why I wasn't on last week, that would be because it's tight security in broadcasting. You know, it really is. You got to protect. So just wanted to let everyone know that. Also, I don't know if anyone was listening to the Matt McNeil show this week. I was very honored to be on it for a segment because Matt and his show airs weekdays from 3 to 4 Central Time right here on AM 950. Matt had posted a photo that he had taken, or his daughter, excuse me, had taken at a cemetery of him, but there was some sort of like orb that was in it. And after the show, I'm going to post that onto my pages, my Facebook page, Minnesota Ghost Box and Parafriends Events. And I want everyone who's interested to take a look at it and come to your own conclusion of what you think it is, because that's what I think is very interesting about what we do as paranormal investigators, is that we try to figure out what some of this stuff means, what it is, whether or not we're right about it or not. And a big part of, I think, looking at people's evidence or lack thereof or whatever you want to call it, is that being able to determine whether or not this is something that is actually actually maybe something paranormal, or is it what we call pareidolia, which is something that might look like something else, but in fact it is something very easily explained. And so, you know, that's what Matt and I were talking about quite a bit during my segment. And I just feel like that it's a really good exercise for people to kind of look at pictures and not immediately go to the side of, oh, it's ghost, or as I joked to him on the show, it's a demon. It wasn't a demon. It's never a demon. But I really wanted to be very – I wanted to kind of give a reason why I thought the way I did. I'm not really going to talk about it unless you listen to it. But once I post the pictures, I'd be very interested to see what everyone else thought about it. It's kind of like having a crystal ball and trying to decide what you think it is. Now, the person we're going to talk to today – literally does have a crystal ball, and she uses it, and she doesn't need it all the time by any stretch of the imagination, but it's pretty cool when you see her with it. And we're going to talk to her today about free readings, one question readings. We have on psychic medium and tarot card reader Anne. Anne has a lifetime of intuitive experience. She spends her time traveling throughout the Midwest and her home state of Arizona, providing her services at conventions, mediumship galleries, psychic fairs, and her weekly Facebook Live broadcasts, which you get what you do here today, and that's the one question readings. And they're really They're really great. So, Anne, welcome to Ghostbox Radio.
Thank you, Greg.
So, and the thing was, is that Anne was supposed to be in studio with us last week, and she
right there. I was just within reach.
You could look through the window and see the inside of the first floor of the building, but you couldn't actually be able to get in. And that's, I don't know, maybe someone put something around the building and kind of stopped you from, energetically coming in. I don't know what it is. I mean, it wasn't really just you. It was everybody who was not able to get in. Now, Anne loves helping people using her gifts and would love to help you today. Today on our show, she is giving free one-question readings for anyone during the show. You can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. We are live on Facebook on the AM 950 Facebook page. You can go there and leave a comment in the comment section if you're watching us live, or you can email us. Our email address is comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. Anne has graciously agreed to do the one question readings today to help with insight about anything you have going on in your life. This is a fantastic opportunity to get a reading that is meaningful and hopefully helpful. All I'm going to ask is just let's not make it political. We want to keep the tone of the show light and helpful to you. You can always schedule a private reading with Anne at www.onae.org. If there's something bigger you'd like to discuss with her privately, and one of the things, too, that I find quite a bit on your Facebook Lives, which happen every Tuesday and Thursday, is that there's people who want to hear from dead relatives, and that's kind of where you sort of not necessarily draw the line, but you urge them that this is something that is going to be more for a private reading. And why is that?
Well, because typically my Facebook Lives, with the free readings, is I'm trying to get to as many people as I can and give them just a little something. And it looks like the mediumship one seems to be more in depth, where I would prefer to just kind of give it a full on, all my attention, be able to relax and translate the messages coming in. When I'm online doing the free readings, what I'm doing is I'm using my tarot cards, and that is just like, those are like, it's almost like speed reading in a sense. And I just, where I can just kind of give light, little, quick answers to kind of help guide people really quick. Just to kind of give a sample of what you might get in a reading with me privately. But the mediumship ones, that's you're connecting with your loved ones. And I really like to, I don't want to be one of those people who like, oh yeah, it's generic, because, they're going to ask me a question like, is Uncle Bob there? Yes, Uncle Bob is with you. Because that's how, I just don't want it to be generic like that. I want to be able to give you more than just that, but I have so much energy coming at me on those lives and I'm trying to speed read through them to give everybody, as many people as I can, a little something, that I don't want it to be, to come across generic. I want it to be sincere and accurate and have them, be able to get the messages where they're going to be like, oh my gosh, there's no doubt about it that it's Uncle Bob, kind of thing.
I find it interesting that how you talk about that, because I had an experience at one point where I had somebody on a previous show I had done, and they were sending me a message from my dad who had passed a couple of years earlier, and he gave me sort of he's very proud of you, he loves you, all that stuff, which, fine. But like you said, maybe a tad generic. I'm not looking for him to be able to say my shoe size or anything. It's just that it's a little, just kind of the usual. And then I just said to him, what about my mom? And I didn't mean it anything more than does dad have a message for my mom? And his response is, she loves you and misses you too. Well, the problem with that is that she wasn't dead. And so I just was kind of like, Yeah. Okay. And it's a little tough to be able to, and I also don't necessarily assume that that means that anyone's a fraud per se, but it is kind of a bit like, okay, what's that about? And I find it, seeing what you do, and seeing like when you're on the show here or when you're doing the Facebook Lives, I feel like you almost have to pull yourself away from the people you're reading, in a sense, like to move on to the next one, because it feels like that you always want to give a lot more than the time you have for them.
Yeah, I do. I'm saying that I'm going to give you like a quick, like one or two cards, but I really typically end up putting about like, you know, 10 to 20 cards out there and speed read for them, because I just can't seem to once the message starts to flow, it's like, oh, we're just going to keep on going and keep giving them something. But that's where I have to like kind of pull back and get to the next person. And then when I do get the ones that who do ask about, and I read the question about a loved one that has crossed over, you know, and it's like, oh, I try to like back away from those as much as possible. But when I'm reading those questions, sometimes those energies, they're right there and ready and waiting, you know, to like pop in. And you can kind of even see where like that I like look off into the distance, in a sense, and because I'm reading their energy and trying, and they're giving me messages. But again, it's like where I get pulled away from, you know, I have to like get pulled away from reality or being in that present moment and focus on what their messages are coming through internally on me through spirit.
Right.
So where the tarot cards, I'm like trying to speed read through, are keep me in present moment.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to start taking some readings for Ane. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today is psychic medium tarot card reader, Ane. Today on our show, Ane is giving free one-question readings for anyone during the show. You can call in at 952-946-6205 and use the Facebook chat room at facebook.com/AM950 to reach us, or through email at comment@AM950radio.com. Like I said, Ane is going to be doing one-question readings for us, and I may need to clarify a little bit. I'm seeing some people put in some questions that, quite frankly, either in my opinion, require more time than you have, or once again, kind of keeping away from my request of keeping it light. And it's by no means to discourage people from calling in, nor is it for me to try to diminish the seriousness of your request. But some of the stuff is it requires more than a quick sort of like, hey, how do things look for me in the future with the job? You know, am I going to have a child? Am I going to get a, you know, is something like get a new house this year, something like that? And I think, you know, in the time that we have available, that is kind of more what I am looking for people who have questions like that. For those of you looking for something a little bit more deep, I do highly recommend that you reach out to Ane directly at www.onae.org to be able to schedule time with her to go through that. Sorry, I don't mean to be difficult, but I do know that there's a certain time and place for some of this stuff, and I want to go to a example of something that we have. That's the question, the sort of questions that I think work for this show. And this is from Carolyn, and she wrote in, "Hi, I have a question. I'm wondering, with my current income, will I be seeing an increase in 2021?
Okay, so let's see, Carolyn. I'm getting a yes, definitely. But I'm going to shuffle the cards right now and see what we got for you. Let's see. So, let's see for Carolyn. Let's see what we got here. Carolyn, you know, I've got a number one here as I divide the deck, and that represents beginnings. So I feel like there's going to be some kind of new beginning here happening for you. And it's saying here, whatever this new idea is or new venture is, it's saying here, because I do see a little bit of stress that, you know, you're really focused on that. It does look like here it's saying it's worth the investment. So there's something new. It hasn't happened yet because the moon card is here, which tells me right next to the investment card. There's something coming up. It might not have happened yet, but it does look like here I'm going to say yes. The things that you are wishing for, it's going to require action, though, Carolyn. So because I've got – and it's going to require quick action, but it does have – I'm going to finish it off with the star card here, which shows success towards that. So, yes, this does kind of answer your question in a way of saying yes. There is going to be more money, and financial things are going to be getting better for you financially next year, because it does look like here there's something new coming up for you, because I got the red one, and this is a red passion, one in beginning. And it does look like here the success with that. You've got the star card, but it needs and it requires action, because I've got the Knight of Cups or Knight of Rods here, which represents quick action, but creative action. But again, the moon card is here, so I'm going to leave that with you, hon, as it hasn't happened yet, but yet it's an idea that you are working on and it's going to be successful. And I wish you lots of luck there.
And as I said earlier, you can call in with your question for Ane for your one question reading. You can reach her at 952-946-6205. And that's where we go right now as we talk with Brittany. Brittany, you're on Ghostbox Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's your question for Ane?
Just any messages, whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, Brittany, sure. Let me just do a general then for you. Let's see what we got here for you. Okay, I'm shuffling the cards and focusing on you. And let's see what we got going on. Okay. It does look like you've got a couple. I divide the cards into three piles, and on each of the decks, on each of the piles, there's red, and a number in red, and which represents passion. And one is duality and partnership of some sort. And so in beginnings there. So what I have here for you, hon, it does look like here is there is something coming up here which is going to create some changes. It's saying here, listen to your intuition, because this is going to be guiding you to the steps you need to take towards a better, to become more dominant in your financial situation. And it does show here with the Three of Pentacles here, this is, you're getting your recognition. So, but it does look like here, there's going to be some kind of new opportunities, because I've got the, Aces here, which represents beginnings, and changes and transformations are happening in your life, which you will be moving forward on a new path, but it's going to be definitely helping you out financially. And, it does look like here that it's going to be, leading towards a wish that you've been wanting to, you haven't really been able to figure out how you're going to make it happen or what's going to, you know, kind of like at a crossroads in a sense, or and not being able to make a decision or figuring out how, where it's going to happen. But you've got a lot of twos here, which shows a lot of duality. So I'm kind of thinking it's going to probably be within or around 2 months, Brittany, that all of a sudden things are going to start to move forward for you and you're going to start to see these new things.
Good. And thank you so much for the call, Brittany. Really appreciate it. And just to kind of follow up with your reading for Carolyn, she left a message saying that your reading made complete sense. Thank you, she says. I get that quite a bit when I watch you do your live reads. I love hearing the feedback, and I know you love hearing the feedback, obviously. But it's really incredible to hear how many people come back and say how you were dead on with the reading that you'd given.
Yeah, I love feedback. And Carolyn, thank you so much for the feedback. It helps me. So, cause you really do need the feedback, and cause, it's, you know, I'm helping others, but at the same time, when I get the feedback, that helps me, cause I get a little bit more comfortable and confident that I am helping people and that I am on the right track. Because I don't want to be one of those false people. People think I'm all false, and I'm not. I'm not looking for that. I'm really sincerely trying to help others.
Yeah, no, it's really fun to see and hearing about it, because there's been a lot of times that I've heard you, and we just had one the other day when you were helping us out on an investigation, and we kind of did a pre meeting, and suddenly for you, a dog came through, like it was standing near you, and it was pointing to its paw, and you were able to come up with a bit of detail that the owner of this dog almost forgot about and was able to verify that there was something wrong with his paw at sometime during his life before he died. And it's just that kind of stuff is absolutely fascinating to me, because it's like you have not spoken to this person before. It's not like you knew the background of all of his pets. And next thing you know, you're able to pick up on his dog that passed away and be able to explain about what happened to his paw. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising, you know, just sitting there, next thing I know, a dog's there. But yeah, I do remember, I vaguely remember that reading. I don't, the messages don't stay with me for people's readings. It's just kind of like meant to just kind of come, flow, and go.
Right. So what we're going to do now, we have up on deck, we have Brian, and we have, who do we have here? Julie. We have them up on deck. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to do some more readings. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950, and we'll be right back. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. Central Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live spirit box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee a respectful communication with spirits. It's very interactive, so why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Time for my live spirit box session and see what it's like. If you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation of your business or home, send me an email, greg@ghostboxradio.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. That's @gregbert007. And also, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time. You can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Our guest today is psychic medium tarot card reader Anne. And today for our show, Anne is giving away free one-question readings. Just need to call in or send us a note. You can call in at 952-946-6205. You can use the chat room on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/AM950. To reach us through email, you can do so at comment@AM950radio.com. It's comment@AM950radio.com. Once again, Anne is doing one-question readings, and please send them in. But like I said, please keep them light. We're just trying to kind of get an idea of answer some really easy questions, and not easy for her, but easy for the show, because otherwise Anne could very much go on and on and on, because some of these questions could be somewhat complex. I mean, there isn't easy answers to a lot of these things, are there?
No, sometimes it's more of where I have to sit and concentrate and really delve deep into all of my abilities. You know, it's going to require some of it requires more of, you know, mediumship, and then more of the psychic ability and tarot cards also. And depending upon what the question is and what they're wanting to find out and have guidance with, then that's where, it has to be downloaded through spirit. And sometimes the cards don't have what they're looking for. And then that requires me to be more quiet, more calm, more get in depth with what's going on and then the messages coming through and psychically, basically. And that requires a lot more detail and attention and quiet.
So, and the thing too, I think that, especially I think skeptics really don't understand. It's not like a psychic medium gets on a phone and gets a clear message that comes through. And I run into that with using the spirit box. For those who don't know, it's a device that randomly scans through radio frequencies. And the theory is that the scan creates energy and that you can have, you know, some sort of limited conversation with a spirit. I believe it works. Not everyone does, and that's okay. The thing is, though, is we don't know the energy that spirits need to be able to communicate with the spirit box. I'm assuming it's the same thing. It's probably easier with a medium, but it's not just full sentences. Sometimes it's clues that you need the person who it's meant for to try to decipher.
Yeah, it helps when I'm able to have the person in the room with me, or at least in, you know, where I can communicate with them on the phone, or even like just, you know, through video, something where I can have some kind of, you know, where there's a conversation going on, and that helps. Otherwise, you know, when it just comes to me just answering a quick question with a tarot card, that's, you know, it's, yes, I'm going to get it, give you an answer, and it will be accurate, but it's not, you know, an in-depth one where, you know, psychic ability is, you know, does require some more help in a sense, I would say, because not that I'm fishing for answers, it's just when you get something, when you get, sometimes energy comes through in like a symbol or a sign, and you're just kind of going, okay, you know, what does this represent? Like, because I, at a long time ago, this just popped into my head. I had a reading and it was like, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a triangle. I'm getting a triangle. And I'm like trying to figure out what the triangle means to this person. And triangle could mean anything. So I just outwardly asked, I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm seeing a triangle. What does this represent anything to you? And she was satisfied with that. It answered her question. And she didn't even go on into more depth with it. It was just like, that's what she was looking for. And I was like, oh, okay. So, and then we moved on, but it was, so that's all she needed. She got her confirmation. Still, I'm really confused as to what the triangle meant, but that's all she needed to get the confirmation she was looking for. And so, but a triangle can mean anything, you know, so.
Right. Right. So folks, don't forget, call in if you have a question, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You can also email comment@am950radio.com, or you can send us a note, or, you know, you can respond in the chat room on Facebook, and that's where we're going to go right now. We have Julie, and Julie's asking a question I think a lot of people want some sort of answer to, and I, you know, it's certainly one that's very prevalent right now. She asks, can I plan to travel abroad in 2021?
When you just asked that, I got the yes. But they're kind of making me feel like it's going to be more around June or July. That's what they're showing me the cards. I haven't even shuffled the cards yet, Julie, but they're giving me is they're showing me the strength card, and the strength card represents, like June, July timeframe, like, you know, so it's the sign of Leo in a sense. And that's kind of where that's what they're showing me. So, but yeah, I got a yes, but let me check with the cards and see what they've got here for. And yeah, it's saying here, you know, I just laid out some of the cards and I'm getting contentment. So things should be probably, within the year of 2021, you should be able to, because I see celebration here. I laid out some cards and I got the Hangman, which right now means kind of like you're in limbo. But then all of a sudden, I get an ace here, which represents new beginnings and celebration. So there is going to be you are going to be able to make creative plans and, within the year and be able to actually make them and go on them. So, and it does show here, but you are still right now waiting. Everyone's really waiting. So, but yes, I do feel like but it's not going to be probably for like, maybe in May you might be able to find that things are going to start to open up possibly. Mm. And I'm hoping that I'm correct in this, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of my readings have been off with their timing this year. So, cause there's things like, I'm like going, this should have already happened. Why didn't this happen? And it's just because the world keeps getting stopped. You know, and it's like being put on pause and it's like, oh my goodness. So I'm really hoping just for everyone's sake that this is, you know, this is more accurate than in time frame wise. So good luck, Julie. But yes, it does look like here you're figuring out what you want. You're taking action because you've got the Knights here, which does mean that is, you know, all the planning is going to be happening. And I do see celebration here for you. So you might actually even be able to start making plans or thinking about these plans and what you're wanting within 3 months, possibly, or by the third month for sure.
That'd be nice. I think a lot of people, you know, that's an interesting thing is that I think this is possibly a reading for a lot of people, to be honest, you know, because I think there's a lot of people who are interested to know if, you know, are we ever going to be able to leave our homes again? So, you know, so that's
me too.
So that's really good.
Thank you, Julie, for that question. Cause that, you know, I'll take that as my answer too.
Right. And Julie does respond, and she says, I'm hoping to get to Scotland on a trip that was put on hold. And that there's nothing worse than that. I mean, and I don't want to get into people being like, well, it could be worse, you know, the whole situation. I don't want to get into that. Everyone's situation is unique, and you know, when you're really hoping and looking forward to a trip and of such a scale as going to Scotland, I don't blame you for being upset that you're not able to do your trip, you know? I mean, so I totally understand that people want to know, you know, can I do this again? So it's good. We're going to go over to Brian on our Facebook chat, and he asks, hi, Anne, will I get approved for disability soon?
Hi, Brian. Yes. Let me see here what I got here for you. I'm feeling like you're going to get a yes, Brian, but let me just check with the cards. It's like, you know what they're showing me, Brian? It's like you're in a line. It's like you're kind of like, it's a line of people waiting, and that's kind of what I've got here. But yes, I just divided the cards and I got a good solid foundation for financially. Yes, I think things are going to be beginning to start moving forward for you. I got the Eight of Rods, which represents news is coming in, and when it comes in, it's going to come in quick. And so but it is a difficult thing here. It's not easy with what you're doing and dealing with. But it shows here I got the Magician, which also confirms what I'm feeling here as yes, things are going to be coming to you. But it's not an easy road, that's for sure. So just stick with it. But I am getting, ooh, I'm getting chills. So there's a woman here. I don't know. Ooh, I got a woman here. She just gave me chills all over.
So can I ask you something, Anne? Mm-hmm. Have you been reading any of the Facebook chat messages since you've been on the show?
Just a tad bit, like Julie here. I see excellent. It's just whatever happens to be popping up, but no, not all of them.
Can we explore this a little bit further then about the chills? And we might have to go into break and come back out after this. Would you be willing to try this?
Sure.
Can you identify who the woman is with Brian?
Let me see. Because I was laying out a lot of cards, and there was a woman here. The first card that came out was the Queen of Cups, and that represents a nurturing, loving female, possible initial of a C, K, S, or P. I also do have here another one with the Queen. The second Queen came out, and that is the Queen of Swords. So these two queens here, they came out, and it represents, I've also got a couple pages here, which represent, pages can be messages coming in, if you're looking for a message, I keep getting chills. So if you're looking for a message of an emotional situation kind of coming in, queens can represent women. It can also represent, what I've got here for the swords is possible initial of, M-N-A-T, possible initial also. But what I've got here for you is the first one was definitely when I laid that one out, that's when I got the chills all of a sudden. And then the pages represent, if this is when I'm, yeah, and it's family, it's something to do with family. The Four of Rods here represents a good foundation and a connection there, and messages are coming through. And what was the question in the beginning anyway? I'm not even really sure. I just know that this woman, I was focusing on his financial situation,
right,
and also
right,
a woman came in and gave me chills.
So can I fill you in what it could possibly be?
Yes, please.
So Brian had earlier asked, hi, Anne, do you see me finding my late sister, Chantella? No kids sometime, and how will I find them?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And so that's one of the initials is S. You know what I'd like to do, if you want to keep talking and thinking about that, because we're about ready to go to our final break, and let me know if you want to continue down this path when we come back, because it's very interesting, isn't it? And that, you know, that's a whole other door of what happens for people who are not familiar with this. What happens when you have a medium who is doing one thing, but Spirit wants to do something else, and I would like to explore that a little bit more. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back. Join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach, and we'll have on author and medium Rob Guttrow. We were going to have him on earlier, and we kind of moved everything around. You know, have you ever had the situation with a pet passing away and you feel like that they're still around? Rob has written extensively about pets who have passed away and that you can still feel their spirit and whatnot. And all that stuff is really all that stuff is really very interesting. And I've had that experience. And I know I'm sure some of you had too. So we're going to have Rob on and we're going to talk with him about that. And we are also going to, share your experiences if you want to. So that's next week. Rob Guttrow, he's a fascinating, fascinating guy. I think you're going to really like him. Now for our final segment, we return to our guest today, psychic medium tarot card reader, Anne. And, you know, Brian, who you left that message in the chat room for about your sister. Would you mind calling in? Would you be okay with calling in at 952-946-6205? That is 952-946-6205. We only have a little bit of time left, but it might be easier to kind of talk a little bit about your situation with your sister, and maybe Anne can maybe help a little bit more with that. And it's up to you. If you don't want to, that is totally fine. But we only have about 6 minutes left in the show. So, you know, we're just kind of offering that. But, you know, one of the things, Anne, that I wanted to talk about is the fact that you're going down one direction. You're answering one question, and all of a sudden, you're kind of hijacked. And I don't mean that like they take over your body in a sense, but you certainly are aware that they want to get a hold of you, that they have something else they want to tell you.
Yeah, that does happen, and that's what happened to me just now. And earlier in the show, Greg, I don't know if this has anything to do with any of your listeners or not that are listening right now or around you. But earlier in the show, I was kind of feeling like there was some kind of energy or entity kind of thing in the corner of the room, like kind of watching me, but not as if it's watching me, as if it was watching somebody else, as if I was somebody else and I was experiencing this. I don't know if that has anything to do with any of your listeners that are listening right now. And it kind of almost feels like it was not necessarily just a shadow person, but actually it could have actually been a tangible physical entity or energy there in the corner of the room. And being, you know, not knowing what it is could have been somewhat disturbing, but I don't feel like it was anything negative or meant any harm. If that was like somebody was listening in to your show just now and needing to hear that, it's probably just the fact that they were probably just very sensitive and picked up on these things also. But I'm not really sure exactly who it was meant for or what it was about, but I figured I'd get to share it because it did come to me while I was on the show. But as far as Brian is concerned, that's what happens. It's like when they know that they have an opportunity to communicate to their relatives or loved ones.
And I have Brian on right now. Brian, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
We have
about 4 minutes left, and I know that's not a great deal of time for Anne, and I hope, Anne, this isn't unfair for you. I just thought maybe you two could just talk a little bit more about the situation because it took me by surprise. I can only imagine for Brian and for you. Go ahead, Anne.
She said she got killed.
Yeah. So, Anne.
Yeah, and Brian, it does show here, like, I want, you know, because when I can't talk to people, it's a little harder to explain things when I'm just talking at something, you know? So, and to share this, I did with the pages here, I've got the two queens that represent one person. And so I'm kind of feeling like that was your sister. She's very sensitive and very, she's a very sensitive, loving person, but she also held on to a very hard facade when she held her emotions in, and there was a lot of pain there and sadness around the situation. I don't know how she left or how she crossed over or what brought that on.
Yeah.
But when I also have in the reading, I have, when I said I have a couple pages here, that pages can represent children. And so I don't know, I'm getting, you know, possibly two or three children that she did leave behind. So if that's, you know, I think that was part of your question. So I just want to let you know that if there is a possible way you could possibly connect with them. But it's, you know, and for some reason, and the reason I'm saying that, Brian, is because they're showing me the Ancestry.com lease. So that means there is a connection somehow that you'll be able to connect with them somehow. I'm not really sure exactly how it is, but I do see you feeling, I feel like you might get a call or you might be able to make a call. Something is out there that's going to be able to help you connect with them. And it's only because I'm getting the Ancestry.com kind of, am I advertising for them without even realizing it?
Well, the show needs advertisers, so yes, that'd be nice.
But yes, that's kind of the symbolic meaning that they're giving me is like, yes, there's a connection and you will be able to connect with them. I feel like she is wanting to connect with you and connect that.
Okay.
What do you think, Brian? Well,
it sounds good because I talked to Mama Moon about it.
Who's another psychic medium.
She said there was two kids and they're in Ohio. And the way my sister passed was she was in a dark place of her life, and she gave up two kids.
Okay.
So I know you're right about the two kids.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, there's something about the number three, though. So I don't know if that means three, you know, you're going to be able to connect. I don't know if she has three children or if there is, or if this, it's something about the number three. So I don't know if it's 3 months, 3 weeks, three something might be the time frame that I'm picking up for you to be able to connect with them. But there's the number three means something. Now, I don't know if that represents her birth date or their birth date. Something to do with the number three is really important. But I did have the two pages here, which represents them. So good luck with that, Brian.
I never met her. I've been searching for her since I was, 15 years old when I first heard about her.
Wow.
And I looked on Facebook. I looked everywhere. My real dad's family wouldn't tell me nothing about her.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well,
good luck, hon, because it does look like here there is going to be somebody that you can reach out to that will help you connect with them.
Okay.
Because I do see I'm laying out some more cards here still for you, and you are getting – you got the Seven of Rods, and you've got the Three of Cups there around the Inheritance card, which is basically family, and which represents you're going to be able to connect with them somehow. You're overcoming the obstacles. Possibly another person, a gentleman with a CKSRP, possible initial, that will help you connect.
And I'm going to need to cut that short because we're running out of time. Brian, thank you so much for calling in. I'm hoping that this helps, and I would always urge you to reach out to Anae at www.onae.org. Thank you for the call, Brian. Really appreciate it. Hopefully it helps in some way. Anae, as always, thank you so very much for being a part of it this week. I hope we didn't throw too many curveballs at you.
No, that's okay, Greg. It was fun. You know, kind of like keeping me on the edge of my seat here. But thank you so much for having me on.
Once again, she's on Aziz on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/tarot by Anae. Also, www.onae.org. Next week, we're going to be talking about pets in the afterlife with Rob Guttrow. This was Ghost Box Radio on the progressive voice of radio, AM 950. Have a great week, everyone.